שבת שלום, פרשת כי תבוא. כי תבוא אל הארץ, when you will arrive to the land. It's a joyful moment after so many years of journey in the desert. Moshe now, and the message is very clear. You will arrive to the land. You will enter the land. And I will tell you what's going to happen then. There's a very important thing that's called the beginning. Bereshit. The start, the way things start, the way things develop, the way you start something, the way it will develop and continue. When we talk about this week's parasha, we obviously remember the first fruits. There is a very important thing to remember, to take your first fruits and bless them and take them to the, uplift them to God and tell God, we thank you, God, for what you gave us. We won't forget how much we're being blessed by you. There is a very important thing in life, and it's a very important thing when you will enter the land. As we see the beginning of the first fruits and commemorating the fact that we were blessed by God to arrive and to have our land and our soil and our fields, we remember that in the highest moments when somebody achieves something, this is when it becomes with the danger of forgetting who gave him the blessing. It is always a crucial moment when something starts like that, that in the transition of the new thing, you need to remember who gave you this. It's true with your first fruits. It's true when you open a new home and you need to remember that. It's true when you have a baby with circumcision and other issues. And a baby was born in a new home, in a new field, in a new wife. All of the best, amazing things in life that are new and renew yourself, do not forget God. Do not forget who gave you the blessing. But if you continue that to the actual command that the Torah gives us of what happens when they enter the land, you will open yourself into a new perspective. It says as follows. In chapter 37, verse 2. Ve'aya bayom. And it will be in the day, as soon as you have crossed the Jordan into the land that your God is giving you, you shall set up large stones, coat them with plaster, and inscribe upon them all the words of the teachings of the Torah. When you cross over the end of the land that God is giving you, the land flowering with milk and honey, the God of your ancestors promised you. Upon crossing the Jordan, you shall set up these stones, about which I charge you this day, on Mount Ebal, and coat them with plaster. There too you shall build an altar to God, an altar of stones. Do not wield an iron tool over them. You must build the altar of God with unwoven stones. Shall offer a burnt offering to your God. After 40 years of desert, of wandering and living in tents, the people of Israel enter the land. There is a problem. After so many years living in tents that you have in mind stones. Stones to build your home. You were dwelling in desert, you were so temporary, and now you want to build your home. It is very important to remember that the first stones that you will build, the first structure you will have, are not going to be your own structure. They're not going to be buildings for your benefit. There will be places to bless God. There will be the altar. There will be the stones when you're going to write the Torah. And you're not only going to do it there. At the moment you enter the land, God says, open the map and see where Kasser Eliyahud is. This is the area when they entered. You had to carry stones from that area into Mount Ebal. Here in Samaria, 20 minutes from here. The mountain of blessing and the mountain of curse, Ebal and Gerizim. You need to take care of those stones, bring them there, and write the Torah. This is a very powerful message, especially in the time of this war. When we come to the land that God promised us, We go back to the place where it all started with Abraham. The Hook of Moreh is just across the road from Mount Ebal. And when you put those big stones, we say we don't take care of ourselves. It's not about our personal home. We have a message to share. We are writing the Torah, commentary says, with 70 languages, with a message to the world, to the inhabitant of the land, to tell everybody here, we came here for a purpose. We came here to bless. We came here to share the blessing with us. You know, when you come to this area and you put it on Mount Ebal, you will notice something else. It's called in the Torah, Derech Mevo Shamesh. This is where the sun rises. Because really, when you think about it, if you take big stones and you put plaster on them white and you put them on the top of a mountain and the sun hits it, it's almost something that signaled the whole area. This is the reason why we came here. This is the message that we want to bring across. Throughout the weekly portion, we were waiting to talk about entering the land. We know Moshe won't enter the land. But these exact things, exact words are going to repeat themselves in the book of Joshua. When they will indeed enter the land, they will stand on those mountains and they will sign this covenant with God. We came here for a reason. And that's the first thing we're going to do. This is the mission of start. When you start with this mission, you understand that you came here not for your own benefit, not for your own purpose. You came here to bring a blessing to the area. You came here with the calling of God. At hard times, people tend to ask themselves, look at the situation in Israel right now. Look at the world. Look at the neighborhood God has puts us in. We understand from this that God tells you a very strong message. You don't go there to take care of yourself. Yes, it will be milk and honey in this place, but you will take the first thing you will do, you will take those stones and you will write the Torah and you will say, this is an house of God and this is the altar where I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to bring it to God. At the situation of the Mount of Blessing and the curse, you have six tribes in one side and six tribes in the other sides. I'll tell you exactly which are the tribes. And I really, you know, looked at it so long, thinking what made the decision to put these tribes here and put this tribe there. On the Mount of Blessing, you have Simon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. The Mount of Curse are Ebal, you have Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. What are the connections between those six figures, six tribes? If you would think it's only because it's the kids of the servant and not the Rachel and Leah, it's not true because you see a mix. Reuben is a son of Leah. Doesn't make sense. Maybe it's because, like, I looked at it in so many ways, it doesn't make sense. But I think the answer goes back into something you need to go and check. Go check how the tribes were allocated. The map of the tribes is right, you know, the Israelites' map of dividing the tribes, you will see something brilliant. I think this is one of the main issues here. The tribes of the blessing are tribes that are connected and surrounding the area of Jerusalem. Judea and Samaria, Manasseh and Ephraim, the tribes of Joseph are the Judea and Samaria, Judah and Simon, part of it. These are the tribes of blessing. And the tribes of curse are the far away one. Naphtali, Asher is all the way in the north. Zebulun, Issachar, Dan. I'm going to say as follow. It's hard to say it, but I think there's something there. Whenever you are starting your mission, when you have your calling and you see where you're going, we said the beginning, you are tending yourself into a future with a vision. The problem with those tribes and the way the divide of the tribes would be, not necessarily because of their fault, is that they're far away from Jerusalem. The tribes that are surrounding Jerusalem, they see the destiny in front of their eyes. They see the hope, they see the vision, they see the goal of Jerusalem, of the city of God in front of their eyes, the house of God is going to be in their eyesight. Not necessarily physically in their eyesight, but they are in the area. When you are far away from the vision, when you're far away from the goal, you're going to have some problems. Therefore, the Mount of Curses is not a curse to say we curse them, it's just to be aware. Be aware of what can happen when you're far away from your destiny. When the vision is going farther and farther to the extent you can't see it anymore. Indeed, in the exiles, those tribes would be exiled first. Being close to Jerusalem, focus on the beginning. Understanding that the first thing we come here is with a mission. We write the Torah, we do an altar, we bring God's message to the world. These are exactly the things. Put them all together in one perspective of CFOIC, Judea and Samaria. These are where those tribes happen. Mount Ebal in Samaria. This is where the nation starts. This is where the nation is going to be blessing, give blessing. It's going to happen. You can come and visit there. And that's the reality of where we live. Right here, right now. Blessing, beginning, and a journey coming to fulfillment. Shabbat Shalom.